Meni je šasta. Meni baš su šasta. Propada svet that we can elevate Krishna consciousness in one second. We can only one second. One second we can surrender to Krishna. In some part of Shastra we read that we need to practice many lives. Maybe one life, maybe two lives. And is it possible in one moment to elevate in perfection? Is this really possible? How is this possible? It's dependent from our desire as Krishna.
Well, the Rupa Goswami says there's two ways to attain perfection. One is by Kripa. It's called Kripa City. The other is called Sadhana City. So perfection 1 second, that would be Kripa City. No practices, Kripa City, you don't do any practices, you just get the mercy. Krishna wants to give you the mercy, you get it. Because it's Krishna's unlimited, bhakti is Krishna's totally transcendental and unlimited, bhakti is totally transcendental and unlimited. Krishna is all-powerful and bhakti is all-powerful. So bhakti has the transcendental limited power to make a bhakta perfect in 1 second. The holy name has that power. Srimad Bhagavatam has that power. Whether it happens or not, that's the will of Krishna. So generally, the course of action is that people become perfect by sadhana. So examples, shastric examples of someone becoming perfect by sadhana in one lifetime are there for our encouragement. And one is Narada Muni. Two is Dhruva. Dhruva from the fourth canto, Narada Muni from the first canto, chapter 6, describes the perfection and receiving the Siddhadeya from Lord Narayan of Narada Muni. And then Dhruva Maharaj and Gajendra and Ajamil. They all attain perfection in one life. And Ajamil is kind of something like most of us. Gajendra, we can't relate too much to Gajendra because he was a celestial king in his last life. He became cursed to become an elephant, and another king became an alligator. But in this one life as an crocodile, he attained perfection. Of course, you could say it's an accumulation of many lifetimes because he was a devotee king in his last life. And he used to recite stotrams and prayers to Lord Vishnu. And as an elephant, he remembered that and offered up flour in his trunk, his elephant trunk. He raised it just before he died, and he offered a flower to Lord Vishnu. And then recited that stotram, that he, as an elephant, he spoke Sanskrit. Possible. That's quite an amazing thing right there. So he did that by the mercy of God. So he's an example. So Jamil is more like us because he was married. He was a Brahmin. He was married. Then he went with a Vaishya. Vaishya means a prostitute. And he stayed with her a long time and had many kids. And finally, he was supposed to die. Then he got some special mercy also because he was saved from that death. Then he went to Haridwar, left his family, took up the Nam Bhajan, and he attained Vaikuntha. So this is these are stories. So it's a fact. In 1 second, you become Krishna conscious, but that would be Kripa City, and then or in one lifetime or many lifetimes, any all three. But what we should do is sadhana, not just do nothing and wait for Kripa because it may never come, and life. Quality of life on earth is not getting any better, it's getting worse every day. No air to breathe, no water to drink, no food to eat, no space to move, no values to live by, and no morality, no ethics, no law, no order, and no safety. It's a very dangerous, perilous world today. What to speak of, take another birth in 20 years. It will be worse. So do sadhana as much as you can and chant once Shuddhanam. Then at that moment of chanting Shuddhanam, then you're actually liberated. If you chant Shuddhanam and die, you go to the spiritual world. We chant Shuddhanam, then we go back and then chant Aparadnam. Only two choices, Shudanam or Aparadnam. You can go in and out of both until you become Shud. Chanting Shudanam, but you're not a Premi Bhakta. Anarthas remain within the jiva, within the sadhaka, even the fragrance of anarthas is there all the way to prema. This is told in Madhurya Kadambini by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. So it's not that, you know, we chant Aparadnam, then one time we chant Shudanam, then that's it, we're liberated. We may be chanting Shudanam all the time, but then if we have free will, Shudanam is that pure name, free from all offenses. But having darshan of Krishna, spurti of Krishna, visporti of Krishna, darshan, they happen at bhava, level of bhava and prema. So lots of chanting of Shudanam. And then you go on. If you chant Shudanam and keep chanting Shudanam, then you make progress very fast. But we're chanting Shudanam, but then we stop chanting. We start gossiping. We start talking for japa and start making offenses. And then a name is offended, then we lose that Shudanam for some time. And then we chant again. As far as, you know, instant purification, I see if you have darshan, Krishna gives you darshan, by seeing Krishna one can become totally purified. Not always. Because the demons saw him on the battlefield also. And they weren't purified. They still were envious and antagonistic. Angry. So if someone's a sadhaka, bhakti sadhaka, devotee, and he's diligently practicing, and somehow Krishna gives him darshan because he believes in Krishna, he worships Krishna, he loves Krishna, accepts him. When he sees Krishna, he'll faint, overwhelmed. He'll experience ecstasy, and then he'll become totally bathed in purity. That special mercy of Krishna. Then his name will stay Shudanam. All this is rare, Sudurlabha.
Very, very rare.
We pray and we hanker, oh, when Krishna, kada, when will I see you, Krishna, when will you appear before me? And this is part of bhajan, to hanker, to cry and to hanker and to pray, oh, Krishna, I want to see you, please show yourself to me. Make me qualified, give me that praying-filled eyes. When will I be really fully surrendered and suitable for your glance of mercy, Radha Kripa Kataksha. And we pray to Radharani, we want a sidelong glance of mercy. That means we want darshan. Munindra Vinda Bandate Shiloka Shoka Harani Prasana Bhaktar Pankaji Nikunja Bhuvilasani Prajana Bhano Nandani Prajana Suna Sangate Kada Karishya Siyamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam Kada Karishya Siyamam. When will I receive your sidelong glance of mercy? That means you'll see Radharani. Kripa Mayi Radha, Karuna Mayi Radha. If someone's looking at you, you have to see them. You say, when? When will I see you, Radharani? So this is a prayer by Lord Shiva and Ordvam Naya Tantra by Lord Shiva, which is very popular, Radha Kripa Kataksha. We printed in English, And Krishna Kripa Kataksha is also there. There's two, actually. Mostly people favor Radha Kripa Kataksha, but they go together. So this is hankering for some devote perfection, lolium, siddhi lolium. That's the concomitant position of the Bhava Bhakta. It's one of the characteristics. The siddhi lalasa, of the siddha of the Bhava Bhakta, he's just moment to moment hankering for Radharani's seva and for her darshan, Krishna's darshan. But even a siddhi lalasa abhas, or a semblance, abhas means a semblance, a resemblance, abhas means a semblance, a liking, something. Even a lesser advanced devotee on the platform of Anartha Nivritti or Nishcha, he can still hanker and desire and pray and have that lolium, have that greed, have that hankering for that darshan, or that perfection of having darshan of Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna live in Vrindavan. They never take a step out of Vrindavan. So if one is living in Vrindavan, this is when you should really pray to see Radha and Krishna. Because here you will see Radha and Krishna. Here you will realize Radha and Krishna. Nowhere in any Shastra it says Radha and Krishna are in Moscow, or in New York, or Australia, or Germany, or Delhi, or Bombay. But everywhere in Purana, Padma Purana, other Puranas, and told in all shlokas and Sanskrit shlokas, and also in Srimad Bhagavatam, it says Sannihito Hare Maturame. There's verses in Bhagavatam that say that Hari never leaves Mathura. He's there. Even Srimad Bhagavatam has many verbs are in the present tense. Krishna is still in Vrindavan. So Krishna is here. So somehow if Krishna has invited us to live in his holy dham or allowed us to live here, we should live here with the utmost respect and regard and care and carefulness. And respect and regard and humility and praying and hankering, Krishna, please show yourself to me. Radharani, please show yourself to me. Make me fit to see you. Make me qualified to see you. Make me eligible to see you. Please accept me. And you cry and you cry and you cry. This is the backbone of bhajan. The backbone of bhajan is crying to see the Lord of your life. Chanting and crying. Crying and chanting. Singing and crying. Walking and crying. Now you make you'll make show anywhere outside. Wah, wah, wah. Maybe in your privacy of your kuti you may cry, but in the public we don't do like that. No need. Because Krishna's Bhava Grahi Janardhan, he knows the Bhav in the heart. Radharani knows the heart. So the heart's crying. Eyes may be dry. Quiet eyes, dry eyes, peaceful eyes, but heart is crying and begging. Krishna's ears are everywhere, Radha's ears are everywhere. Sarvato Shrutima, this verse is there in Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita. Jai Ho, Radharani Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam, Vrajadam Ki Jai, Chaurasya Kosh Parikrama Ki Jai, Shri Girad Dharan Ki Jai, Shri Shama Kund Ki Jai, Radha Kund Ki Jai, Jai Ho.